Welcome, dear Void Gazers. Diav the Lawkeeper standing at the edge of time, bringing you another tale of glory. Previously, with Egan taking his leave of the party and Parnass behind them, the ladies three set off across the sands of Onorok, where they hope to find Belloc's lost love and an ally against the evil that is Emthazar. But what's that just over that dune? Find out now on If I Could Wish a Wish.
Driving the carriage at this point?
Sakura is still, I believe.
So I need you to.
They were both sleeping at the same time.
Okay. And then, well, you only stayed for 4 hours, so what did you do after your meditation, Mother?
You can read a chapter of Vishtok's journal to me.
What's it written in?
She was a warlock. I'll say it's written in Abyssal.
She can read Abyssal.
Okay.
She's got it written down.
So you're both up front then? Yeah. Okay. Perception checks from both of you, please.
I'm not a demon!
16.
2.
Yeah,
that's
passive. Well, that's not how that works. We did want to talk about that. There's a difference in the game between active and passive perception. Passive perception is like noticing things out of the corner of your eye, whereas active perception is actively looking for something. So if she's at the helm of the thing, she'd be actively looking for, you know, threads or divots in the road.
Gotcha.
Or quicksand, stuff like that. That's what the active perception check is for.
16, 13.
She's driving, you're reading, is that right?
I'm driving, she's reading.
Okay. So as you're driving the carriage, as she's reading you passages from Vishtok's journal, you're still towards the early years, mostly speaking of adventuring with a few folk that she had just recently met in the earlier chapters that you had read, about their exploits, which I'll give you privately, and then you can decide to bring those up in character.
She's gonna know, obviously.
Well, she'll know this third part.
Yeah.
As she's reading to you, you feel like you do see something on the top of the dunes about 150 feet out. But then you look and it's gone.
Declan's like, my trap! My trap! Ghost in front of me!
The second I think I see it, I'm gonna strike something. It's in the middle of the fucking...
You just drab out straight. Okay.
Yeah.
It impacts the sand on the dune. All right. And you continue forward. Make another perception check.
Okay, everybody knows that I fucking think I saw somebody. 5.
Have I woken up yet or no?
Yeah, you woke up in the back. They're sitting and chatting in the front of the caravan.
Oh,
yours are with disadvantage because you're reading your.
This is a cloth-covered wagon, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking, I'm going to...
The back's open and the front's open.
Animals shift into a large African raven? So, like a raven, but like twice as big?
Sure.
Then you
have a large raven form.
Yeah. Large raven form. So then I'm 60 feet. Okay. Or so I'm 60 feet for my movement, so I can keep up with the carriages, basically. Because I don't think I can keep up the carriage with my own wingspan.
Make a perception check for me, as you looking out the back window getting ready to fly.
We rolled a 5 and a 6 for flights. And I was like, I leaned over to her and I was like, did you see how far I shot? Did you see how far?
I rolled my eyes just a little bit, and so anybody that was there know that you saw them as well.
18 plus 4.
18 plus 4. Okay. So you begin your transformation into your raven form.
And I just kind of let myself fly out the back of
it. Well, as you're transforming and you're looking out the back, you see something something go by the back of the caravan.
Okay, I'm gonna
looks like a sail. And then it comes back and you see a small sand skiff on a sail riding the night wind.
Do I see people on it?
You see a hand back like this.
What does it look like it's throwing?
Something circular.
I'm not out of the wagon yet, but...
Some kind of circular ball hits and tumbles into the wagon. At the same time, the two of you are looking off to the left, where you saw the original something crest over the dune.
Ugh, we're getting fucked by pirates right now.
You both feel it. And look, and you see a small dart sticking into each of your necks.
Are these poisonous darts?
As you turn, not poison, as you turn, you see a large sand skiff coming over the dune to your right. Has two huge sails coming up off of it. And it is riding the wind directly towards you. At the top, you can see two or three different people with long blowguns that look like they're reloading. The third one seems to have missed. Inside the caravan,
yeah,
you see this sphere go, and then...
Can I try and kick it out?
Yeah, you see smoke start pouring out of it.
I'm gonna wing it so I can, like, wind out all of the smoke and try to push, and I'll push the spear out.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
So, 18.
18, okay. As you're...
Wait, I have a different dexterity, too, for my bird.
Yeah.
I don't...
You need to make you a print out of all your animal forms that you like.
Yeah, okay. We'll just say 18 for now, but I think it's higher for my bird.
You start flapping your wings at it, and you're starting to get some of this in your system as you're flapping it, and you can feel it's messing with your head. And you grab it with your talons and toss it out of the back of the thing, and you see it bounce along the sand. Roll initiative really quick. This isn't going to take long, so don't worry.
Thanks, Drew.
There's two big ships.
Nat 20.
Nice. I was going to say 20 unnatural.
Okay. And we got 22 for one of them. The other
19.
One's low. Okay.
Wow, we rolled well, guys. Good job.
Nat 20, so you go first. You feel something invading your bloodstream, and you feel your grip start to loosen on the reins.
I'm resigning.
Oh, sorry. You're right. You feel your grip start to loosen on the journal then.
Okay. Am I losing consciousness, or I'm just?
You feel like you might be losing consciousness, but you're fighting against it. Make it actually. You can make a.
To do it.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, just for the purposes of clarification, if it's not making us particularly sleepy, but it's keeping us from being able to move, it's considered a neurotox.
No, it's putting you to sleep. You feel like you're falling asleep, and you haven't gotten to that point yet.
When we do constitution saving throws? Charms
that it's not a charm. Go ahead and roll constitution saving throw, and you can do your spell as well.
That's the beginning of our turn.
I didn't get hit with a dart, right? Because I'm in the cover part.
You got
part.
Some of the air in you, but you didn't get hit by a dart.
13.
13, okay.
I got 18 plus constitution 0.
Okay. Be good if it was your turn. So.
Well, I mean,
I'm just fucking with you. Okay, so 13. You. What are you going to cast?
A blessing spell. You bless up to three creatures of your choice within range. So I'm doing myself, and I can bless myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you bless the three of you, and then you feel your hands start to fall. You all feel this blessing take a hold of you.
Okay.
But yeah, you are. Feeling really rough. You feel like you're about to pass out. That brings it to the pirates' turn.
Oh, so they are pirates. Jeez. Called it. I called it like a motherfucker.
And the skiff at the back is going to realign with you, and it sees this large bird that just tosses thing out.
I'm going to get flat against the bottom if I can.
Well, it's not your
sorry, turn. Sorry, you're right. Sorry.
You see the person that threw the thing pull out a blowgun and aim it at you. It's going to attempt to hit you.
Okay, 5, 1.
It's actually 1.
Yeah!
You see it.
It hits the wind and comes back to him.
you see it impact the side of the caravan, and it starts to stick there.
a natural failure, can it hit one of his friends?
No. Yeah, come on.
Like, that's not a failure. So there's two large ships. There's this ship that you saw, then the other one that was cresting over here is now starting to come down in. So you're being
flanked
by these two ships and one smaller ship behind you.
Okay. So it's my turn next, correct?
Your turn.
The two ships that are next to us, are they like side by side to us? Like we're in one line?
Yes. Well, it's side you and one person behind you.
Okay.
Technically, the one on your left is still kind of up at an angle because it's coming down.
Okay, I'm going to gust of wind him.
Okay.
And he's got a sail, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to sail him into the sunset.
Gust of wind is the cantrip?
No, it's a spell.
Oh, it's okay. It's a level spell. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Totally. Do it. Let's see what's happening. All right. So, does it require a roll?
No, I get it.
Okay, so you just, it's a level one spell?
I can use it as a, no, it's a level two.
Level two spell.
Yes.
Okay, you read it to me real quick.
Line of strong wind 60 feet long, blasts from you in a direction that you choose. So I'm going to use my movement to get to where, like, in the front, because I'm going to have to protect my friends.
Can't cast spells as a bird.
Why not?
Because voice, somatic, and material.
You would have to drop bird form.
Okay, I'll do that.
Which is your bonus action.
Yeah, I can do that as a bonus action.
Onto the top of each caravan?
No, I'm going to, in front with you guys, where I'm at. So I'll be standing, kind of like crouched, I guess, because that's how I'd probably come out of bird form.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Each creature that starts its turn in the line must succeed on a strength saving throw or be pushed 50 feet away from you in any direction following the line.
Cool.
Any creature in the line must spend 2 feet of movement for every 1 foot it moves when moving closer to you.
Okay. So.
And the gust disperses gas or vapor and extinguishes candles, torches, anything.
So the gut, you reach your hand out and the wind just hits the ship. The ship banks into the sand and it's still moving, but it's like being pulled through the sand. And as that happens, you notice one of the four crewmen aboard goes flying in the wind and over the
goodbye. As my, because I still have movement, right?
Yes.
Because we haven't moved at all, really. This would be an action, huh? Trying to pull them back into the thing.
Yeah.
I keep hitting this. I'm sorry if you guys hear that. I'm sorry if I'm smacking you. You deserve it. Okay, anyway. Okay, all right. That's all I can do. I mean, besides movement, I can't do anything else.
Who was higher between the two of you?
Mom had a natural 20.
Yeah, so she already went.
They're right. All right.
So it's Declan's turn.
So nobody got higher than me.
I got 20.
Both of the big ships.
For
the big ships rolled poorly.
But what about the guys behind us?
They went after her.
Oh, okay. So they're no longer tailing us, and we don't have any smoke.
No, they're still behind you.
Oh. So there's one behind us, and one flanked us, and the other one I kind of.
There's a smaller ship with just two people on it.
Behind us, and he tried to dart me.
Yeah.
In my bird form. It didn't work, because he's a little bitch.
So, and did my blessing spell take away the slippiness from us?
No.
Oh.
No, so your blessing is whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, which is up to a minute, means that, like, if we have to do another constitution saving throw from those darts, then we'll get to roll a d4 and add that to whatever our roll is.
Okay.
So it's like my guidance thing. But
okay.
It's for a bunch of people.
Okay. Nice. DJ just sent me the floor plan.
So, Ree.
Yes.
All of your attack rolls add a d4 to them.
Oh, okay.
Because.
That's what the blessing spell is.
For the next.
Can I get that for the gust?
Well, your gust went off without a hitch. It was their DCs to try and save themselves. You didn't have to roll anything.
That's true.
So this is also a concentration spell, so you can't play any other concentrations for 10 rounds if you want to keep that going.
Okay. And I think that gust is a concentration spell, yes, which means it goes up to 10 minutes. Yeah, so it's continually just pushing them.
And they're slowly falling behind you as they're being dragged through the sand on the other side of the
ship. Push them into the other ship.
That would.
I push them the opposite direction right now. Well, if they were somewhat ahead of us, I would have done both of them and just tried to get both of them out of the way.
Can I like?
Are the horses starting to pick up the pace? Do they realize what's going on?
They haven't told them. They seem a little. So that's the thing.
I had my 18 on Constitution for my saving.
Okay,
throw.
So yeah, you still feel it within you, but
can I pull them out?
You pull your thing out.
Just rain them.
So I want to pull them out. That doesn't cost an action, right? So as an incidental, and then
two darts is too much.
Whipping.
Giving a command to the horses, I think would be an action, but I would say it's a bonus action.
Okay, so I'm gonna whip the horses. And, like, I'm going to gain the tension on them, and I'm going to kind of lean backward, looking out the back of the wagon, and I'm going to do another arc of my dravab.
Okay.
And I'm going to mentally aim for the base of his mast.
Okay.
Come on, Sakura.
A wooden mast.
Okay.
Damn it. That's an 8.
Okay.
You go for the mast.
You can add your d4.
Oh, you're right.
But probably not gonna matter.
Okay. Are you calling Jumanji?
Jumanji. Two.
So 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, your arc hits.
What's Wood's AC?
The armor class?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to tell you that, but it's 12. You would have had a hit as well. It hits the post and just leaves a little scar mark on it, but it didn't have enough to damage it.
It doesn't weaken it at all? Okay.
Can I hex?
No, you have no bonus action left.
Oh, right, because I whip
the thing. Are the horses picking up pace?
So for my remaining movement, I'm going to sit back down and just, like, focus on holding the reins.
Okay. All right. So back to the top of the round. That means it's Kalani's turn. Actually, sorry, no. The two big boats get to go. So.
Well, one's going to have a hard time going.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So we'll just see if they can.
There's no way.
They can douse the sails and be less affected by the wind.
Yeah, but they're gonna be stuck then. Yeah, they're gonna stop. They're on fucking.
And they roll a natural one.
So
they can't douse the sails. They're trying to pull the sails, but the wind's blowing too far in the opposite direction.
It's like they're on sand, not water. They're not gonna continue to go.
What's the range on that, by the way? Because you might be running out of range.
I think it's 60. What did I say? Gust of wind. Let me check.
You did it 60 feet long.
It pushes forward 60 feet, but she's holding it as you're moving.
No, the range is 120 feet, so I can hit anybody in 120 feet.
Maybe a few rounds, if this goes on, you're a few rounds out of range, but you're good for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 14, does that hit your AC, Sakura?
Nope.
Okay.
Nice.
So, another volley of these darts come out. You feel two. One whizz past you, Kalan. One whizz past you.
One hits my obscure thing.
Yeah. One hits Imam.
No!
And you see them sort of look at each other and start discussing, and they all start reloading their thing. That's back to the top of the round. You.
Oh my gosh.
The horse. So it's like, who the fuck is he on? By the way, viewers, my beautiful cousin Savannah, she comes in here and she just sits with us. She never really plays. She just likes to listen. And she listens to, like, all of our podcasts and all that good stuff. But she's invested in this shit. So she was like, who the fuck is he on?
I suddenly am enraged that the animal was hit. And
that was a nat 20, by the
way. I am going to... issue a guiding bolt out towards the closest ship to me.
Okay. Are you targeting the ship or somebody on the ship?
I mean, if you kill the person that's driving, then
it's
like...
towards a creature of your choice within range.
Okay.
So, it's whoever I see as, you know...
What's the range on it?
120
feet. Bam! Alright, yeah. Go ahead and shoot a guiding bolt and see if you hit. Beautiful. All right.
Target takes 4d6 radiant damage, and the next attack made against this before the end of your turn has advantage thanks to mystical.
So roll 4d6. Here's one.
Oh, 4d6s? We're doing one at a time?
No, just all together.
So I have a 6, 2, 1, and 4.
Okay. Times 2, 26.
Oh,
sorry, 26. Alright, so you shoot off this guiding bolt.
And second level or higher, increased by 1d6 for each.
What is it? I would do it.
You only have
I would
second
do
level
it.
Spells.
She's right? Two. Yeah, she has two spell slots for a second level.
But it's a level 2 spell. Oh, you ran it.
She can do it as bolt.
Don't blow your second level spell slot. You okay. Hit him with the thought of lighting him up for somebody else to be able to hit, and your bolt just goes. It hits him, knocks him straight off the thing. You just, as he's flying, you sort of see his body sort of carved in half by the guiding bolt itself.
So and then, as a bonus action, can she use healing word on the horse?
She can. It hasn't taken any damage.
Got hit by a thing, didn't it?
A dart.
She'd have to have like a could purify it, maybe get the shit.
I also need you to do a constitution saving throw, please.
For myself? Because I still have the dart.
You gotta pull the dart out.
Can I pull it out as well, or is it, I don't
yeah, know. You can pull it out.
Yeah, I'm pulling it out.
I don't think it really matters.
Constitution.
8.
Okay. Roll a d4 as well. Because you have less. You rolled a 4? 12?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, you begin to feel yourself nodding off, and you shake your head, and you're really tired right now. You slap yourself a little bit to wake yourself up. That brings it to the, I believe, the back
this, bow the before, small, bow smallest one, you, right? Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. It is going to attempt.
I'm gonna look back at it because I'm kind of crouched in between the two of them. And I'm like, I see you fuckers. I'm coming next for you. You're about to get a flaming spear right in your dick.
6 and 8. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, two more darts from behind you.
Well, I think because their boats are wooden, correct?
Correct.
That's why I'm like, flaming spear, I'll just light the whole fucking thing up.
So that's
my turn.
Their turn. They're going to, after missing you again, and they move out of the way.
What language do they seem to be speaking? Do I know?
It is.
Pirates.
Yeah, it's not a language you would know.
Okay. That's
fine. So the skiff moves out of the direct line of sight from the back of the wagon. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
So sorry, it's like directly behind the wagon now? Is that what you're saying?
Sorry, it was directly behind the wagon to make the shot, and then it's moved off to the left, so it wasn't within her direct line of sight.
Okay, so there's one that's on our right, correct? Because the big, one on our one left is, like,
right.
Not even in the problem right now. I am going to, that would be an action. Well, would it be movement or action to jump on a horse?
Action, you'd have to do an athletics or an acrobatics check.
So that would be an action. But I can see the boat, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to make a flaming spear appear right in front of them so they run into
it. What's the range of it?
60 feet.
I'll say for the sake of flavor, we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, for the sake of flavor. Okay. I don't have to roll for this one either. It just happens.
It's a 10-foot flaming sphere, 5 foot, what is it?
5 foot. Wait, no. Sorry, because I'm gonna use my second level. It's a 10-foot.
Okay, a 10-foot flaming sphere.
And it appears literally in like 5 feet in front of them, so they have time to move.
Okay.
It like flies into them.
Can I make an investigation check to see like who's essentially like manning a rudder?
Yeah, on your turn, investigation would be like an action to do, though. That's a skill check. Quick perception, yes. Investigation, it would have a lower DC, but it would be your action. All right, like, so you create this flaming sphere. The boat impacts with it, and you see it burn a scar mark all the way down as it passes through this flaming sphere. And you see, just as it hits the end, the little wind rudder at the back of the ship catches a blaze.
All the people on that boat have to roll. I get to roll damage from them.
Okay, I thought you said you were just putting it right in front of the ship, but you're putting it at a higher level than that?
Yeah, I'm putting it so like it hits all of them, the mass, everything. Okay, so it like, scrapes across.
They get a saving throw?
They do, I think. Actually, hold on. A dexterity.
Okay.
To have the damage, right?
To have it, yeah. They still get it, but they can have it.
I got 13, 18, 17, 14, all with a plus 2. So everything's above 16. What's
okay, your yeah, they're good then. So they all get 13. Halved. Where's my other 6?
Oh, I gave it to Mom.
Oh, okay. I was just losing my mind. Sorry, hold on. So they all get 6 damage.
Okay.
So they're all halved and 6.
6 is halved?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the flaming sphere goes over it. It scorches the top of the boat.
It immediately lights anything flammable on fire, though.
Oh, okay.
So immediately. Okay. You don't get to roll for that.
Okay. So as they you see them scarred and burned, they jump onto what looks like a little skiff on the side and begin to lower it down to the sand and unfolding its sails because this thing is going up in a blaze.
And the wind makes it
better.
And so now it's. Are you have anything else to
do? Ooh, I have a bonus action, right? Ooh, how far is the back boat away from us?
Maybe it's maybe 100 feet behind you now.
Did they like back off? They're kind of freaked out.
The small one?
Yeah.
Oh no, they're about 20 feet behind the carriage, but they're off to the left.
Okay. Can I, like, kind of stand off the very end and just lightning lure them and try and, like, pull them into the ground?
Yeah, I'd say make your lightning lure check with disadvantage.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Pray for me.
Nat 20.
I know, I got a nat 20 and a 19.
Oh, nice. All right. So there's two of them. You whip your... So you'd have to move to the back of the wagon.
I mean, I still get my... Don't I get to add my thing to it, too?
Yeah. I mean, it hits.
No, but I want it to hit really bad.
Is everybody getting their blessing additions, too?
She didn't.
So it's plus 5.
The damage that they all took should have had a d4
added to it. On the boat?
I thought it was just...
Any attack. Or saving.
It doesn't say damage, though. It's an attack roll or a saving throw.
So it definitely attacked. I rolled well on that part.
Oh, whenever a target makes an attack roll or a save throw before
No damage.
That's fine.
Okay. So it hits. You grab one of them with this lightning whip.
I kind of just try to pull it down.
And you just pull them. You pull them 5 feet towards you, right?
10
feet towards you, so that you just pull them. They land underneath the little sand skiff.
I just keep dragging them, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck you.
Okay. Until your lightning lure dissipates, and then they.
And then the skiff stops. No one's manning it.
Ooh,
no, there's
sorry,
two people on the skiff. She grabbed one. There's still one person on it.
Hold on. I think my lightning lure takes a while, too.
I think it's an instantaneous thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's instant. So I'm just going to let this thing like tumble in the wind. Goodbye, sir. It was nice meeting you.
All right.
This is the most fun combat we've had in a while. Mostly because, do I see that Quillanin and, like, Sokka are, like, kind of weaving in and out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and take the reins because I haven't been hit yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to try and do my best to like stay behind so I'm covered mostly.
Make a perception check while you take the reins.
Okay.
Sakura, it's your turn.
As as she comes down, she kind of like does the tap on the shoulder, and I'm still kind of wavering. Do I need to do another constitution after my 18?
Well, it's going to be at the end of your turn, yeah.
Okay. And I grab the side of the wagon again, and I get a little bit farther out since I'm not holding the reins, and I drop them again.
The remaining person behind you?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of really want to hit his...
It would be better because I feel like you're on the right and there's one more person.
Like, I want to destroy his mast because that not only...
Yeah,
like,
it'll just flip him out,
It'll stop him and it'll take them out of both, you know?
True. Like,
if we don't kill them, we make it worse for them later on, you know?
Or we make it worse for other people trying to get through it, yeah.
So, I'm going to try to do a... Just, you know, it's chaotic, too. You know, like, I'm going to destroy your boat.
Fuck your boat. Come on.
That's 16. Oh, wait, sorry, that's 18.
Yep, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Yes!
D10. Six.
Okay, you hit the mast. And you see a crack begin to form in it.
Oh, good. The wind's getting... Well,
it didn't take it off all the way, but you do see it beginning to crack.
Yeah, Sakura whips back around and says, ah, I got it. It's cracking.
So, and then as you smile at him, at her and she says that you turn, you did a 17 in your perception?
Yes.
You just catch two little figures dressed in garb the color of sand about 100 feet in front of you.
Do I get a sneak attack on them? Do I see them?
They're about 50 feet apart from each other. Mm-hmm. And you see them both holding something in their hand.
Oh, like a wire. Okay, they're tripwiring us. I'm going to pull back on the reins.
Okay.
Like, very quickly.
It's not your turn.
I can't get a reactionary since I see it?
I'll say as a reaction, you begin to pull back. But you're not
okay.
So
I feel like me and the horses have been talking, and they know what's up.
So as a last ditch effort, you see this person that's on the cracking rack behind you run to the front, pull another ball out of a sack, and throw it towards the back of the carriage.
They didn't see the ball before. I saw the ball. Get the ball, Sakura!
Yeah, that's gonna go in. So you hear a clunk, 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 clunk in the back of the carriage, and then smoke begins to fill the back of the carriage. Then you see him jump off and bail off of the ship. Now, what you see is another skiff, the one from the abandoned ship, begin to come up, trying to gain some steam. They're still about... They're far enough away that I'm going to give them disadvantage on shots.
Good.
But they're going to try and hit the horse.
Leave our horses alone, Jeremy!
Are they going for Jacqueline or Emon?
That's a 20.
With the darts?
So that would be the...
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage, so that would still be 21. That is not
good. Let the big guy get plus two.
One's gonna miss.
Which one is... What are you rolling for right now? Which one?
The skiff shooting the darts. Three people... shooting
darts. Okay, is he on the one on the left?
No, this is the one that you burnt on the right. They jumped on the skiff and they've been trying to catch up on the smaller skiffs. They're all
okay.
Right now.
Okay, so they basically went to their lifeboats. Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay.
So one is gonna hit. It hits the same.
I'm in the center.
Same horse.
I'm so mad. Don't you fucking kill my horses, Jeremy. I know, but, like, Jeremy always does this. He's like, oh, here's these sweet animals that you bonded with on this trip.
He starts to bloom, doo-doom, doo-doom, and he starts just slowing down. And as you're blowing, you see the two people who are now about 15 feet in front of you as you're slowing to a halt in front of them. They yank up out of the sand a large net, and they begin to try and throw it over towards you.
I'm going to try and pull
this. I got a 15 on my constitution saving throw, by the way.
Okay, so that was a nat 20 for the net.
I knew it was coming.
Again, you're in sand. You have to remember, you're in sand.
Yeah, but we have hardened sand because of the mage. Right. Mage sand.
I wasn't casting mage anymore.
I'm so annoyed right now, sorry. I just don't want my horses to get hurt.
The
fuck
net us. Goes over. And then... Those two both pull out blowguns. The mm-hmm. skiff comes to a halt next to you. Three people jump out, all with blowguns. Two of you roll constitution checks. Actually, all three of you roll constitution checks. You two with disadvantage as the smoke is now coming out.
Pass three constitution checks from this one dart that hit me.
Nat 20.
That's constitution again, right?
Yep.
18.
Milana falls asleep. The other two, the you have five people now with blowguns trained on the two of you. And you can hear another, the other skiff from the other capsized ship pulling up. And you hear a voice says, "Drop your weapons. You will not be harmed."
We don't have any weapons.
We haven't fought you with weapons. Eldritch beast.
As consciousness is beginning to slip from you, you hear this sort of like crackling pulsing in between the four.
I would just need to point out, I haven't been hit by any darts yet.
You're being surrounded by smoke right now. you hear this sort of crackling pulsing of energy, and a tear in reality forms in front of the cart. And you watch as this strange blob of a creature with these many tentacles sort of whipping around, thousands of eyes just pulsating out of its body, just blinking slowly, looking around. I need everybody here to make a wisdom saving throw.
16.
16.
I'm not good over here.
9, 6.
6. Plus your saving throw.
Plus 5.
11.
11. 22.
Yeah. Okay. Too many saves.
Oh my god.
Sakura and Quillan, and at first this strange 20-foot tall beast sends a chill down your spine. And you think you can steady yourself, and then you hear this voice.
"You're more than I should be asking now."
You want to shit yourself. You want to turn and run the other direction, but you can't because you're caught in a net in a cart.
I'm sorry, I had 16. Does that change anything? Okay, so I had my Emong character sheet in front of me.
And changing that. And you watch as the sky sort of darkens in your vision. Chimani, you're pretty shocked by this, but you're not like horrified. And your vision doesn't really change, except for it's starting to go dark in your mind. But the two of you sort of see the clouds go black and purple, and the reality sort of shift around this being. And the seven raiders just sort of stand there in horror. Let me make some saving throws for them.
I all threes.
Natural ones, please. Three of them save.
Out of how many?
Seven.
Okay.
So you watch as three of them sort of back up with their pipes and sort of are looking at each other, and the other four just like scream and they grab their heads and they start sort of tearing at their hair and they just run directly at this beast, and you just see its tentacles whip out. One of them knocks one of them. And you just see it fly over the dune about
Team Rocket style.
About 50 feet over Rockets. The dune. And you don't even hear it land. You just see it fly off. The other one, it sort of wraps a tentacle around and pulls it into its being, and it just disappears. The third you see, a large tentacle comes out and just smushes it into the sand. You just see it sort of smush there. And the fourth just sort of runs at it, into it, and disappears. And the other three are sort of backed up against the dune, and you see a lot of its eyes turn to it, and then they slowly look down at the cart, at the three of you. And
Sakura is shaking in her boots.
It begins to slither forward towards the cart, and you see about four or five tentacles come up, and then you all black out.
Oh, joy.
Hey
Hail, Void Gazers and Voidlings alike! I hope you enjoyed this wild chase through the desert. Don't forget you can drop us a line on Twitter at HailTheVoidPod to say hi. Also, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform. And, of course, if you want to help keep the torches lit in our tavern, you can visit store.hailthevoid.com to snag one of our awesome t-shirts, share with your friends and family. And if you got an extra platinum piece burning a hole in your pocket, you can contribute toward our operating costs at patreon.com/HailTheVoid. I hope your new year brings you many nat 20s. Remember to stay focused, fight injustice, and above all, again and always, hail the void.